Well, I think so. Obviously their bigs played very well. You know, even Nick didn't play a lot, but he blocks five shots and totally impacted the game. But Reed and PJ were the, you know, dominant players. And certainly, you know, it was two against one in there a lot. We're playing 6-4, you know, at the other spot. And we actually did a pretty good job the first half, I thought, of neutralizing them to an extent, even though Reed had a good first half. But, yeah, I think we just wore our guy out a little bit.
Transition defense was one of your areas of focus before the game. How do you think your team did?
I thought, you know, pretty good. I think they end up scoring. The biggest thing about our transition defense, it was sometimes your defense doesn't get to have a chance if the offense, you know, screws it up to the point where you can't, you know, they always have numbers coming at you. But I didn't think it was awful. But the worst thing we did, we gave them like three and ones in transition. So, I mean, you just give them free points. If you're going to foul, foul. And we obviously didn't do that.
Bill, back here. You guys have had a lot of success driving the ball recently. Did you feel like that slowed your offense a little bit? They were able to maybe cut off some of those driving lanes?
Yeah, you know, they didn't pressure us. And they're good defensively. And I thought Hero's really, really underrated defender in my eyes from what I saw. But, you know, Hagan's controlled the game defensively from that spot. But they really didn't pressure us, and they really didn't have to because we didn't really force them to stretch it. And then when we do get in there tight, you know, you got to score over a lot of length or big guys. And so, yeah, we didn't do as good a job with that as what we should have. But on the flip side, you know, usually if you make nine threes for us, you know, I'm thinking we can live with that. So it wasn't like, you know, if you look at it from the, you know, score, and you can't ever do this, so I'm not saying that this was the difference in the game or it made it look like we played equally well. But, you know, from the field, we actually competed with them pretty good. We just didn't get to the free throw line, and we fouled so much because they controlled the glass, and that was the difference in the game. I don't think it impacted the game. You know, the thing about it is the two times that we had took him out, though, we didn't get the ball across half court because Hagan stole it from somebody. So, you know, they kind of smelled blood a little bit whenever, or he did, whenever we didn't have our primary handler in the game.
Bill, how tough of an assignment is it for Dedrick to have multiple guys to deal with?
It's tough. You know, Dedrick played well tonight. You know, he played well. He didn't make a lot of shots, but there's a reason why he didn't. It's, you know, we're obviously very, you know, light in the butt, to put it mildly. And going against big, heavy bodies and men, you know, you're going against a fifth-year guy, and PJ's beyond his years physically, and Nick is as well. And, of course, EJ's going to be terrific. But basically we got one guy really ready to go against that, and you know, that's an awful lot to ask for from one guy.
Bill, what did you see from a Hero that makes you say he's underrated defense?
I thought he did a good job on Vic, a really good job. I thought he denied him the ball. I thought we tried to fade screen him a few times and do some different things, and he always seemed to get through it. I think he's a very active, very good player. And when I say underrated, you guys may be touted as being great defensively. I don't know. I'm not here, and I don't know if you guys cover him closely and know that. But the reality of it is, from my vantage point, he looked that role tonight. Well, you know, he got to the basket two or three times early, and, you know, trying to score over length, and they blocked his shot. And, you know, we're not going to play against a lot of teams. That's one thing about our league. Our league has some length, but they don't have length like Richards, you know, at least since all the big guys in our league seems like are getting hurt. He didn't have his best game. But still, though, we got to live with that. If we're going to play Marcus, we got to live with him, you know, trying to score over length from 3 or 4 feet, and it just didn't happen tonight. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't even think that registered with him.
Bill?
It's not. And Cal, I'm sure, would tell his team, this don't really mean anything. I don't know who you play on Tuesday, but, you know, that's actually, you know, a big game, whoever you play on Tuesday. And, of course, it's or Monday or whoever it is. And for us, it's Tuesday. So we can't let Fred about this. Now, we came here to win. don't get me wrong, but it's not like the end of the earth. We can still accomplish what our team goals are, and certainly, you know, losing today doesn't help with that, but it doesn't destroy it by any stretch.
Well, I know you guys play in a lot of big games, big atmospheres. I'm wondering if tonight's atmosphere made any impression on you.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. It's no Allen Fieldhouse, but it's good. But the reality of it is, it's a terrific atmosphere, and I said before the game, you know, this is why you go to Kentucky and go to Kansas, and of course you guys play in a ton of huge games as well, but it's terrific, but I didn't think that had anything to do with our play tonight. I thought we actually handled the atmosphere pretty good. In the second half, there was about a 3 or 4 minute stretch where it kind of got away from us. But for the most part, I think our kids, that wasn't what affected us as much as their length did.
Bill, I get the sense every year you guys don't like this game where it is in the schedule.
You
do not like it.
Yeah.
That's pretty clear. Can you appreciate, though, how it's good for college basketball?
I can appreciate how good it is for the Big 12 and the SEC league as whole. So I don't even know who won the challenge. I have no idea. I don't know who won the other games. But I would say that you know, sometimes, and Cal goes through this all the time, I would think, sometimes Kentucky has to do things that you may not want to do, but it's good for the whole. And I think that's kind of where we are, too. It's good for the whole. I mean, and so, you know, you got to do this for your respective leagues. And even though I wish it could happen in December, but now with the way so many league games, you can't do that. There's no time slots with bowl games and all that stuff because it needs to be covered. And, you know, one day on ESPN, it was an infomercial for both leagues. So, you know, that is positive. I hope so. I don't know right now off the top of my head. Seeing Q make some shots obviously is a bonus. And, you know, Ochai is going to be a really good player. You know, he's played 5 games now, and he's rated 353 last year, and now he's we need to play well to win in Rupp. So that's a lot to ask for the kid. But I don't know if there's anything definite that'll definitely make us better moving forward.